Proclamation number 7254 of 13th of January, 1959. Content of the Divine Word, Love. If you immerse yourselves in my word, you will realize more and more that I only demand love from you, love for me and for your neighbor. Your whole process of development is only based on the principle of love, regardless of whether you are still bound in forms of creation or already walk the earth as a human being. Serving love is always the only important thing. It is always love which favors this process and brings you to the goal, that you become perfect again as you were in the beginning. And whether I inform you of my will, whether I reveal deeper wisdom to you, whether I reveal my plan of salvation to you, I will always emphasize love, and you will only be able to understand everything if you live in love yourselves. If you lack love, then everything will be incomprehensible to you and you will also be unwilling to let me teach you. And yet, you must experience that my commandments of love are the most important. Otherwise you will never muster the will to fulfill these commandments of mine. Unless you kindle the little flame of love within yourselves, and then you will be able to recognize with the fullest of light and find everything comprehensible which is incomprehensible to others. This is why the transmission of my word is so necessary for you humans. For through it you will be made aware of my will for the first time and you can then take a stand on it yourselves. My word is my address to you, and depending on your nature you will feel it to be an address or it will fall on your ears like an empty sound. You cannot be forced to feel it in your heart as my address. Your will remains free but your will determines you to respect and obey my will. Thus to put into action what I demand of you through my word. If you do this you will soon become enlightened, you will know where my will is to fulfill the commandments of love, because you yourselves will experience the evidence that love is a strength which is a positive effect. As a human being you have the opportunity and also the strength to do works of love, and then your ascent will certainly proceed. But first you must know that you can only ascend through love. And this knowledge is conveyed to you by my word. Therefore it cannot be avoided on earth that my gospel is preached again and again. Again and again my word must be proclaimed. Again and again people must have the opportunity to experience my will. And only then must their own will become active to utilize the knowledge. For hearing the word alone is not enough if it is not followed by action. But then the fulfillment of my commandments of love will take effect in many ways. The human being will have the strength to always be lovingly active in you. He will receive light and that nothing will remain unclear to him anymore which will help him to ascend. He will also stand up for my word with conviction. Because this also results in the strength of love that he also wants to help his fellow human beings to ascend. And he himself will strive without ceasing to reach the goal which he is now also clearly recognized. My word must be proclaimed, for people live in ignorance because they live in unkindness, and they must be stimulated to love through my word. Therefore they shall also receive knowledge of the serving task of all works of creation, so that they will first learn to understand what the whole of creation is about, and that they themselves have also traveled this path before they are given the final task on earth of serving with love and free will. You humans achieve everything if you serve with love. Earthly and spiritually you will be richly blessed. But only through serving love will you be able to release yourselves from the power of the one who is devoid of all love and therefore infinitely distant from me, who is eternal love itself. There is only one path to reach me. The path of love which leads via Jesus Christ and his cross to the goal, back to the Father, from whose love you all once emerged. Amen.